The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 590. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Mongioma.
Rockstar, I think you have it the wrong way around. You're meant to charge less for more, not charge more for less.
Shit. We will talk about that. All right, before we start, a couple of things. Chris may or may not join us. We don't know. Also, an update on Brett P. He called me up tonight, actually, just to give me an update. So he's recuperating. He has some, like, sinus surgery or whatever. Apparently, they removed a bunch of shit from his head. like, a bunch of, like, crazy stuff that he didn't know was in there. He's, like, apparently able to actually breathe now and smell stuff, which apparently he wasn't able to before. There's Chris.
A deviated septum?
I don't know what the fuck it was, but he was like, yo, what the fuck is all this shit coming out of my head right now? You know? But he said that he will probably return next Thursday. So the return of Brett, the countdown begins.
He may sound totally different with all that stuff removed from his head.
Yeah. I told him this, though. He sounded exactly the same to me. He didn't sound groggy and shit. You know?
Oh, okay.
All right. So that was good. You know, he didn't sound all fucked up like a zombie.
So he didn't sound like, hello, guys. Yeah. This is now my voice.
Yeah. Actually, since it's like, I told him they hollowed out his head. So maybe it'll be like deeper or something. You know?
Like you have more space for your brain to grow.
Yes. Become more powerful. And there's Chris. There he goes, people. All right, so I will be up front. We do not have a lot of topics tonight because the topics we have are fucking nuclear bombs, bro. Fucking insane.
bigger than the earthquakes that are happening across the planet aren't the only earthquakes that are happening.
Yeah, exactly. So much so that I didn't even know about those earthquakes.
There was a big one in the Philippines. Japan just got hit. Venezuela got a really bad one. Buildings are falling over.
That's how it usually goes, isn't it? Like an earthquake in one spot, and then it kind of starts going all over the place. You know, it's the earth is having stomach problems, you know?
Yeah. I think California got a pretty, like a crazy one, but they got a little bit of it too. I think
in San Andreas? San
Francisco. Yeah, off the coast of San Francisco. So, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's going around. Yeah. That actually makes perfect sense, you know? But yeah. Hopefully nobody that listens to Throwdown got affected. Fuck, you know? Yeah. But yeah, Earth is crazy. Anyway, yeah, Megatons, GTA 6, bro. We got to talk about it. So the pre-orders have gone live. And here's the interesting part, the pricing, right? Because for months we were speculating, actually a lot of people were speculating, that it's going to cost $100, right? Yes and no. And I'm leaning more towards yes, actually. So there's the quote-unquote standard edition for $80. Then there's the quote-unquote deluxe edition for $100, right? There's a bunch of shit in the ultimate edition or whatever the fuck it's called, deluxe, ultimate, whatever. Like, you basically has missions and access to barber shops and shops and shit, among other things. So I'm of the opinion that the $100 version is the real version of the game. But Rockstar wanted to have its cake and eat it too, you know, because, you know, people are like, hey, why are you charging so much? We're not charging that much. We have a cheaper version, you know? So that's how they do it. But the real version, no one is going to buy that fucking $80 version, bro. They're buying that $100 joint because it's the full real game, you know?
It's the Budavision.
Yeah, as expected, you ain't getting online at launch. It ain't happening. We knew that was coming up. And more interestingly, no discs. You buy a box and that's it. And just to prove my other point about the deluxe edition being the real version, if you go buy this game at a store, they are not selling the $80 version. They're only selling you the $100 version, you know?
They call it the ultimate.
Yeah. This last part is still a rumor. Take that how you will. Apparently, the disc version will be coming out in December. The thinking is that they don't want leaks to happen early, because that happens all the fucking time. And let's just be honest here, they don't want people reselling the fucking game, you know? So that's what's going on in GTA land right now. And I'll tell you this.
Or they could be running development all the way up to the end.
You know? Probably.
Probably. They couldn't hit that Gold Master edition, so, you know.
Yeah, no, and that would kind of justify the December release, right? So I think that's another good reason as well. Obviously, and I'm just speaking anecdotally right now, for our chat, you know, the Discord group, they are not happy. Motherfuckers are not happy. They're like, fuck GTA. I'm not buying that shit. You know, because the guys that listen to us are mostly physical disc guys. But I guarantee you, and I'm not excusing this, because I think this is kind of highway robbery. This shit's going to set records. It's going to set records, bro. Watch. Come Monday. Like, I was looking into this. Obviously, I had to cover this fucking story. Like, GTA 5, like, it set a record within 24 hours. Guinness Book of World Records shit. It's like 7 million copies sold or something crazy like that. Probably more. It's going to shatter it. Easily, you know, just because of the hype for this game. But yeah, what do you guys think of everything I just said?
The FOMO, the FOMO is real, apparently. So
yeah,
people want to play this game. People want to play this game. Domino was right, which is blasphemy, because they make blasphemistic pizza. It's like, why do you need to pre-order a digital game?
You gotta get the preload.
Yeah. What's up, Carlos?
Yeah, a lot of the things, I wonder how, you know, important they are. You know, there's a lot of cosmetic things. There's like a salon or something like that. There's a car, different cars.
There's missions, Kayak. Apparently. Missions.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the biggest one. There's these special missions, and I forgot how they're detailed, but yeah, they're definitely missions. So that part's like, it makes you think, it's like, whoa, it's crazy to have this under a paywall, like a mission. I understand the frustration. I wonder if, you know, if for people that actually care about buying the game but don't want to pay $100, I wonder if this is something that they can get later on, if it really is important, you know, if someone deems it like vital to the game.
Yeah, apparently it's like you pay the $20 and you get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. You're not locked out of it forever, you know?
Yeah, so at least there's that. But, you know, the underlying part of it, yes. Essentially, like Tony mentioned, they are making this game $100 just with the, you know, they're giving you the 80 just to, you know, get your feet wet. Because you're not even getting online at day one. You're getting the single player. So you're not getting the whole shebang day one, but most folks, I think, are going to get that $100 version.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at this. You get a lot. So the standard edition, you get one free month of GTA Plus, which is their subscription service. And also, if you do that, make sure you turn off auto renew, because the shit will just keep going. You get one free month of GTA Plus and the Vintage Vice City pack. That comes with a sedan, a 55 Vapid Stanier sedan, a garage located near Ocean Beach, additional outfits and hairstyles for Jason and Lucia, and a special firearm pattern. That's all you get. Now, moving on to the Ultimate Edition, you also get a free month of GTA Plus, device City Pack, pretty much everything I mentioned, and more. A retro build customization option for their two vehicles. Submissions, like we talked about, a classic car collection, a salon, a tattoo shop, a fucking vehicle mod shop, That's a lot of content, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
they're locking down all the customization in the game. That's a little fucked up.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like four shops here. Look, excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shops locked behind a paywall and some missions, you know, plus all this other shit. That's why I said the $100 version is the real version of this fucking game, you know? Rich, what's up?
All right, first and foremost, allow me to say this. I'm very glad that Chris is here because he will understand what I'm about to say.
No.
I noticed that leading up to the launch of this game, well, all of the news about the game, they kept interviewing the CEO, Zelnick, asking him about, well, is this game delayed? Is it still coming out? And after we got all of this news and all of this information, I think everyone will agree now. This game is the embodiment of this guy, because that practice that they're talking about with the $100 version, I've seen that already in WWE 2K26 and in NBA 2K26. So when I saw that they have all this stuff locked behind the $100 version, I was not surprised. I said, okay, this is obviously how they will monetize the game further. And obviously, they made it very clear when they had all the information that came out the other day. They said this is a single-player experience, which means that Grand Theft Auto Online, if they decide to have another version of Grand Theft Auto Online, I would not be surprised if they charge a price for that at a later time when they release it. But the point that Manny said earlier about, they're still working on the game, I think he hit it right on the head. They're still working on the game. This is why that code... They're going to continue to patch the hell out of this stuff. There will be a day one patch, and then they will just continuously drop a whole bunch of updates until they deem, okay, now it's good enough. Okay, now we can put the disc version out. But the one thing I will say, because I do want to hear what Chris has to say, what the rest of you guys have to say. One thing that shows me that they didn't really think a lot of this stuff through, I would think if you want people to pre-order a game, you need to show them more. Like, I was expecting another gameplay trailer or something. And that's the thing, because I was talking about this with Gary, because a lot of people we know, they want to get the game, but they refuse to pre-order because they need to see more of the game. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you release a trailer? Because that's what I was expecting them to release, a trailer. And they said no. I guess they're not ready to release that yet. But I don't know, man. Obviously, people are still going to buy the game. I only speak for myself and another individual on this podcast. I don't think I will be purchasing the game for obvious reasons, but I sympathize with those that are complaining. I think they have a right to complain.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the people that are defending this in a little bit, you know?
Uh-oh.
But yeah, Chris, get in here, man. What are your thoughts? As a former Rockstar employee.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, it's like poetry, it repeats, with online not being ready day one. I think Rich is right. They're hiding the fact that this game is not finished, because everything you just mentioned in that pack should have a sizzle reel. The salon, the extra boat, the extra vehicles, the safe house, all this stuff, the costumes, all this stuff shouldn't just have Photoshop for... assets, you know, or in-game assets just posed, you know. Oh, look, they look like Miami Vice, and oh, look, is the, you know, your grotty cheetah, you know, it looks like Don Johnson's Testarossa from Miami Vice. Don't you remember that? And it's like, but you need, and Rich is absolutely right, like, there's something wrong with a 5-month pre-order window, right? And they obviously put greased a lot of wheels, because when I turned on my PS5 today, my entire dashboard had a giant Roman numeral 6 on it, and the thing came up. It squeezed down everything else. All my trophies, your friend activity, all that stuff got pushed down to promote GTA 6, right? So, the head of Take-Two Interactive, he is like, I don't know if he's Bobby Kotick's son or what, but he, his greed is like boundless. If he could put if he could charge you for gas in GTA, which would be a first, he would. And he might. Who knows? You know, I saw that Manny held up his phone.
Yeah, too bad it's a pixely mess on my end.
Yeah, it looks like a pixely mess. But if you notice, if your PlayStation app, if you've updated it on your phone, it also is Grand Theft Auto themed.
Yeah. By the way, I updated mine, and it's still the original one.
No, they turned pink.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I went to the app store, I updated it, and it was pink in the update, right? When it said update, I clicked on it, but it's still blue, which is interesting.
So there's a lot, and they're gating single player stuff, because if they had GTA Online, and I guarantee they wanted to update GTA Online to reflect this game. They wanted to push GTA Online as soon as possible. But it's much harder to do. It was hard to do last time with 5. It took months after the launch. Remember, 5, and the year I was there, was like, it was supposed to launch March 2013, and they pushed it to September 2013. And then Online didn't launch till 2014, right? And it only launched with very little stuff. So it looks like the same thing's happening again. So they're gating single player stuff. But even the stuff they're gating isn't like anything to write home about. I was looking at the site, and the tattoo parlor, a 67 Vapid Dominator. The Vapid Dominator is not a great car, by the way. Like, I had all these cars in 5, and this is not like you're getting supercars off the bat, and you know, except the Cheetah Grotti. The Squalo is a medium level speedboat. There are better ones. And, you know, getting hairstyles and clothes and, bikes. And these are not the top tier vehicles in GTA. Even the older version, if this is a throwback game to the 90s, they don't have the high quality 90s parallels to the cars in 5. So this is not great stuff to hide behind $100 pay gate. And I'm kind of scared too when GTA Online gets revised to support this stuff. What are they going to gate in there? Because even with the shark card stuff, they launch missions for free. They launch events for free. You know, all that stuff. They add weapons and stuff. You can, you know, earn them normally. You know, there's a bit of grinding, but you can do the missions. I'm kind of worried that that's going to change. Hmm. And that there may be. There may be more paywalls ahead, because there's plenty of us that are not going to buy shark cards, right? We're just not doing that. We're just going to be like, oh, screw it. I'm going to grind our way. And I'm worried it's going to adopt a very mobile, almost a mobile heavy philosophy. Like, grinding is almost going to be brutal and yield you very low results. So either you do that, or it's like, oh, well, you join GTA Plus and we'll just keep throwing you items. And that's cheaper than a shark card, or you just get a shark card. And it's like, but I don't want either option. I don't want to play to pay. I already paid for the game. And if you paid $100, I already paid $100, right? So, yeah, it's a little concerning. Also, this site is, like, way too heavy. There's a lot of parallaxing going on and stuff. They went a little too fancy with this. Like, I just want this information. I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Too much parallaxing. I would not have approved of this if I was still there, but anyway.
Yeah. By the way, I want to bring up something Logic Wynn said. He goes, my theory is that the $80 version won't include the online aspect.
Oh, they can't do that.
Bro, fuck.
That's shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, how would you even lock that, though? I mean, I guess they're doing it anyway, so I don't know.
Well, one thing, I will agree with Carlos. They're not going to gate online. Online will have its own gates. They want as much revenue as possible. So they got to get you in the door. So there's no way they're going to gate, like, oh, if you only bought the standard edition, you can't play online. They'll never do that, because that will turn away so many people. So what they're going to do is, like, well, you could play online, but you're going to start at a low tier, and the job levels are going to be crazy. So maybe you want that GTA Plus membership, and we'll boost you, you know? There's going to be stuff like that.
Hold on, Dio. I got to correct you, man. We got to get set the record straight here.
Whoa.
He says $100 for a piece of paper with a code is crazy. There's a box. There's a plastic box, too, sir. Do not defame Rockstar. Get a plastic box.
Do we know if it comes with a map?
We don't know. We don't know what
Yo Manda, Yo Manda, are they going to fill it up with stickers like they did before? They used to do a stickers and a map and all that shit and back in the old days. Are we just going to get an empty box? Rockstar's being really mum about it.
No, there's a, there's a code in the box.
What's in the box?
Yeah, but yeah, it's crazy, man.
Here's another thing. We haven't heard anything about the online. That's the crazy
part. They just said, like, no online. That's all they said. No online mode at launch. That's all they said. So yeah. That's coming. That's it. That's all we know.
They want to avoid, like, the 5 launch where there was, I mean, there, people went berserk when that delay. And then there was no online at launch. So they're just, like, heading that off now. Pre-order 5 months ahead. They're telling you right now. In November, there's no online. Well, sometime in 2027, they're just going to put a year, 2027.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
we knew about heist mode way before the game even came out.
That's that right. Didn't come out
way later.
Man, we waited like a year for that heist mode. Remember that shit? That was wild, man. Yeah, Brian, get in here, man. What are your thoughts, bro?
It's first things first, I can see, Tony, your point that... Yeah, maybe this is what they wanted. They wanted the game to be $100, but they just couldn't fully commit to it. So they said, "Oh, okay, give them something." The fact that this deluxe version comes with so many extra things is... It just gave me a very bad feeling about GTA 6 in general. Like, not that the quality of the game will be good or bad. It's just the idea that if this is how they start off, then how are they going to end? Because if you look at how GTA 5 started off, it's like, oh yeah, you buy the game, regular price, you get all these things, you know, and then they add to the game, fine. Then they added online mode, and online mode just became awful because it, again, with all the short cards and how predatory everything got. But then they're starting off being this predatory with, well, the game. So how bad is things? Are things going to get? Like, are they going to, like, piecemeal the online? Is it going to be paid DLC for online? Or is everything just going to be skewed so that you have to buy a shark card in order to do anything? In that, if you try to play for free, you practically get nowhere. So effectively it turns into a pay-to-play game. Again, I just don't know. And that's what scares me most about this whole situation, is that This is the first step. I don't know how awful it's going to get down the road. But the fact that this is how they start off lets me know that it's only going to get worse. And I just don't know how much worse it is going to get.
I agree with Brian. Yeah, no, it's going to get worse. I can't imagine. Like, I'm just the tip of the iceberg is them pushing GTA Plus and shark cards, but they could get way more stuff. And the price could jump at any time. Like, you know, there's always, Tony's favorite term, market conditions. Mm. There's always market conditions, right? And then the price goes up, never comes back down. And then, you know, they could add tack on fees. They could start charging for, way more for individual vehicles. Remember, the vehicle scaling in GTA 5 started getting worse and worse and worse as the years went on. Like, cars were costing, like dumpy cars, costing $2 million in-game dollars or whatever, just ridiculous amounts of money. Like, that in the first 3 years of the game, never, it was never like that. And then they started changing the price scaling. The same problem happened with Red Dead Online. Like, you play the single player game and you go to the gun store and the gun was like, oh yeah, $5 for this shotgun or $10 for this shotgun. All of a sudden you play Red Dead Online and it's like, well, this gun costs 250 gold. And it's like, it's a rusted revolver. How could it be 250 gold? And how long is it going to take me to earn this shit? Right? Oh, well, you could just buy gold from the store, right? You know, and that's just now. That's what exists now. So, like Brian said, what... they will figure out how to really squeeze you when you play this game. And I don't know. People seem to tolerate a lot lately. Like, I would not think people would spend money for certain things, like console price increases, the PC handheld prices, but they do. So I don't know.
Yeah. And then a couple other things. We got to talk about the people that are defending this shit, bro. You know, I'm not going to name any names, but apparently... you know, you're a cheapskate if you don't, if you think it's a problem, you know. Here's my thing, man. Like, everything is so fucking expensive right now. We're going to talk about something very soon, the next segment, you know, that's very expensive. Actually, the next two segments are about shit getting more expensive. So
you need to let off some steam.
Tony. Yes. You know, that is an excellent point, Brian. Hmm. So telling people that they're cheap or they're bitching or whatever, that's not good, man. You don't, not in this fucking economy. Things are too bad right now. And it's only going to get worse, you know?
That's all obey, consume, and accept shit.
Buy product, you know, get ready for next product. It's all that. You know, some people are just coming up with the stupidest fucking excuses. Also, you know, if you regularly buy collector's editions, you're paying more than $100. Shut up.
I mean, at least with all the other collectors,
you get something.
You got something. You just get an empty box with a piece of paper in it. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, well, we'll talk about that. Yeah, the Steam Machine Defenders are just as bad, too. You know, but no, And my other problem is, you guys, we talked about this on the show. Some fucking analyst, we should call him an analyst, you know, he said Rockstar needs to charge $80 so other developers feel good about doing it themselves. Now the fucking ceiling has been raised, bro. You know, Nintendo started it. Rockstar said, give me that shit, bro. I'll take it and charge $100 too, you know. Everybody else is going to start doing this shit now. $80 games. Get fucking ready, you know? So, and again, so yeah, just tying those two points together, telling people that they're cheap because they don't want to pay $100 for a fucking game. It's not good, you know? And it's also not good that now that, you know, these companies are going to see how, you know, here's the thing. The sad part is we keep telling people, yo, if you don't like this, vote with your wallet. The problem is they are voting with their wallet.
They're setting the precedents for what's going to happen next. Now that they see that they can get away with this, now you're going to start seeing more of these people doing it. Yeah. And more companies doing it.
Exactly.
It's not going to just be the evil empire EA saying, yeah, what if we did this? Now it's just like, oh, well, since they can get away with it.
It's a market that's catering more and more towards the whales, you know, the enthusiast guys. Say no, those guys are going to be there day one. No, again, mm-hmm. I still remember that segment. We were doing a segment on, you know, the PS5 Pro price hike, right? Manny, I don't know if you remember this, right? You were like, who the fuck is going to buy this? When I said it's sold out, you were just like, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Like they just like people just literally ate it all up. And that's the problem. A lot of people are just accepting it. They're like, oh, it's like are you telling me that you just accepted a fucking price hike?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And again, they use the excuse of, oh, if I don't want it to go any higher, I gotta buy it now. You know, you realize that's going to happen the next time it happens, right?
Exactly. Like the thing is, you like. You know, it's like unions. You got to be united when you do this shit. You want change. You all have to be able to do that thing instead of just one person going, well, I'm just gonna go and do this because I don't know if I'm gonna get this again.
Yeah, right. What do they call those guys? The scabs. You know?
Yeah, but the scabs.
Oh man. By the way, this is slightly off topic, but it's related, right? I was reading Wired magazine. You know, these guys are supposed to be smart, right? Yo, so they're, you know, I was reading their coverage of, you know, about GTA pricing and all that. Yo, this is what they literally said. It said GTA 6 costs $80, a price that's never been heard of for a video game.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Were they born after the N64 came out?
Okay. Ignoring the fact that Mario Kart 8 literally launched at $80, right? You could tell this person was not born, you know, back in the day, right? They were probably born this century, right? There were $80 games in the fucking 90s, man. And those were the standard edition. Or, you know, let's go crazier. Neo Geo cartridges were like $250 standard, you know? Mm-hmm. And this person had the gall to say, nobody on that fucking editorial team said, hey, guy, there have been other $80 games and higher, you know? Anyway, not to digress here, but This sets a bad precedent. It really does, you know? And again, all of us, not only all of us here on this panel, but, you know, like kind of going against this stuff, our fans in the Discord who don't like this, it doesn't fucking matter because the whales are going to come in and eat this shit up. You know, I mean, I'm not telling you what to do with your money, obviously. You do what you want. But my point is, this is now the new standard, and gamers made it possible.
And then not to mention, like, also, you know, the scalper market out there, they also fuck with this shit too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say the numbers are not doing what they're supposed to do. Those guys will jump in, see this shit as some sort of investment. How many of these things are going to be Grand Theft Autos are you going to see online on eBay? That's the question.
I mean, without a disc version, I mean, a code, yeah, right? Well, you know?
Yeah, no, the box.
Yeah, the you're box, selling yeah.
The box on there, yeah.
And idiots will buy it. That's the problem. Yeah,
because it's all sold out anywhere. It's literally, you know, market fuckery. So it's like, okay, let's say everybody does decide to, you know, let's say the majority decides to not go and get involved. That doesn't mean that a bunch of those scalpers aren't going to go and buy all that shit up.
Yeah. And then going back a little bit, Carlos, I turned this over to you because you said you are pre-ordering this game. Pre-ordering a $100 version, bro.
Don't tempt me, Frodo. I don't know. I don't think so. I just didn't, because I did look over the list of things that that the game has, or the $100 version has, and it's a lot of cosmetic stuff. The missions don't seem like they're kind of, at least, you know, surface level from reading, it didn't seem like they're that important. So I would lean towards no. Yeah, and going back to the whole thing with the price, the irony of it all is that these guys are going to make way more money off of the online than they ever are going to make from the sale of the game.
It's true.
Like, this wasn't a company that spent a lot on the game, and they're worried as hell that they're not going to make their money back from video game sales. No, these guys were probably going to make their money back at a $70 price point in the first week. And that's not even including what the online is going to do, which is going to be like tenfold of whatever the hell that makes.
And the other thing, you know, we also don't even know how good this game is even going to be, especially with the team change. Like, the Hauser brothers are not involved with this, so there's still a chance that this shit could crash and burn.
Yeah, I mean, we have one Hauser brother, but yeah, I'm worried, man. Yeah, again, with this game may not be that good, you know. But it doesn't fucking matter. And Carlos, the other thing. Oh, go ahead, finish your point. Then I got a question I ask you again.
Yeah, just real quick. It doesn't even matter if the game's good or not, because it's going to make up its money in the first week with people don't even before they even play it.
Yeah. No, my question to you was, do you think, because I agree what you said, they could sell this shit for $60 and make bank, you know? So, but do you think they set these prices because of shareholders, like they had to meet a certain quota or whatever, you know? What do you think? I don't know if that's possible, but yeah.
It's not just shareholders. I mean, it's the umbrella of greed.
Yeah.
They're just trying to, you know, get every single nickel and dime from everyone. So that's more the factor. I mean, the shareholders they're happy that the game's going to come out and, you know, the game's going to do well. But, you know, from going to 60 to 70, I don't think that changes the shareholders' thoughts at all.
Yeah.
Because most of the money that they make is online anyways.
Yeah, because I'm just curious why you know what? I answer my own question.
Well, I was going to say,
why did they try so much? Because they can.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, I never looked at Take-Two's financials. Maybe I should, because I don't know what the ROI for the fiscal year is, whatever they promised the shareholders. So if they want to meet that, and the expectation may be like, well, you have to outperform GTA 5 in its first, I don't know, 3 months or 6 months of sales. If there was that kind of pressure, then that could explain some of this. So I don't think that thinking is correct, but it's not the only driving force. But there is an expectation of ROI that would top GTA 5 at launch, right? It has to. So but they've gone like overboard, right? And it's like, how far can they push it, right? If they think they could get away with it, if they could have launched the Ultimate Edition at $200 and give you more mediocre missions, they would have, right? But maybe they're like, yeah, $100 is fine. But then they're going to, the shark cards, the GTA Plus, all that other stuff, like, you know, the stuff, whatever keeps Brian up at night, they're going to put it in there.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's wild. But yeah, this is going to be the new ceiling now, or the new standard, I should say. And it's still gonna, you know, do a billion fucking dollars. Listen, this game apparently costs $2 billion to develop, so they're gonna need something, you know. But yeah, hopefully by the Sunday show we'll be able to report on how much it sold. But you know, we'll get back to you for sure. Shit is crazy. Anything else you guys want to say about GTA 6 before we move on? All right, I'm gonna take that as a no. So we'll move on to the next Outlander story.
Wait.
Go ahead, Brian.
I think I have a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Do you think GTA 6 will run on the Steam machine?
It won't, because there's no PC launch. Oh, man. But yeah, Steam machine, since you brought it up. The pricing for this has also been revealed, something else that we've been wondering about for a very long time. Not as long as GTA 6, but we've been wondering about this ever since it was announced, because this thing was supposed to be out in early this year, in early spring. But obviously, because of all this RAM shit, they had to keep delaying it until the last possible minute, because they didn't know how much the shit would cost. And again, these prices I'm about to detail now may not be the prices by the end of the year. This is how shit is now, people. You know, I'm going to quote Adam's favorite guy, RGT85. The quote is, yesterday's price is not today's price, and today's price is not tomorrow's price. So what I'm, you know, take, these are the prices now. They may not be the prices fucking 3 months from now, as we'll see with our next story after this one. You know, Steam machine launches it. You can now sign up for it. And here are the prices, people. For the 512 gig model, it is $1,049. That's the lowest model, bro. For the 2 terabyte version, $1,349. I'll say this.
Go ahead,
Brian, take it over.
Carlos, press the button. Thank
you. Yeah. While this is lower than I expected, it is still fucking expensive. And here's what makes it worse. And Valve confirmed this, basically. And this hurts the most. This was going to be originally $799.
No.
That was the original price.
That's not awful.
No.
Still expensive, but
very expensive, but not awful. You know? Shit. we're so cooked. And then the thing is, like, you know, some people already started testing this thing, right? The performance isn't even up to snuff to a regular PS5, you know?
And
it gets even better. When this thing was originally launched earlier this week, the claim was, you know, or not the claim, but like the tagline was, for Manny, your favorite fucking one, 4K 60 frames a second.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, come on.
They have since, within the span of days, walked that back. Now it's up to 4K. So you're paying $1,000 for something that it has less performance than a PS5. Granted, yes, you do get your full library of Steam games, right? Yes. That's still a lot of fucking money. You know, for some... And again, what makes it worse is that it was going to be $800, you know?
Man.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this, Chris? Look at Manny. That's exactly how we should all be feeling right now. This is some bullshit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And the hardware prices are so out of control. It's like nobody wins here. They don't win because their promises are not met. I mean, if you're telling me the performance is not up to just a normal PS5, not even a Pro, that's not good. And you're charging $1,049 base. That's with the 512 storage. And wait, then what is it?
Hold on up. Okay. Without a fucking controller.
No controller. Yeah, it's
You want the one with the controller? You got to pay $14.28. You know, for the big, for the super bundle. You know,
yeah.
And that's the one I said. That's the one I said. That's close to some people's rent.
Yeah, it's like $11.20 something for the one with the controller.
With the base
controller. And that is rent, man. That's fucking rent.
That's, you know, rent.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
It's absurd on its face, and I don't know what they do here, because the price is too high for what it is. If it can't outdo a PS5 Pro, it should be outdoing it. But if it can't,
Chris, it can barely outdo a PS5.
Right, and for $14.28, right? So because that's the price you have to pay with a controller. So if you want decent storage and a controller, you're paying $14.28 for it. That's insane. Like that's way, way too much. Like there's no way. It's just a mediocre PC in a small form factor that looks slim and neat with a nice controller. But if for $14.28, I don't see how you justify that.
Even if even if we just say 11, you know, 28 or 1040, it's too much.
And 1049, no controller. That's, you know, oh man. I don't know. This is a clown world we're living in.
It really is, man. Yeah,
definitely clown world.
That is rent, bro. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, man. I agree with Chris. It's absurd on his face and it's absurd on his ass.
Get the trash out of here.
Here's the thing. It doesn't even come with a controller. Like $1,000.
Yep.
It doesn't even come with a controller. Why? You're supposed to. The whole point of it is to make it a console-like experience. Make things easy.
You don't have controller?
You don't have controllers? The Blizzard defense.
And the other thing is that the thing is that they could offset. They could easily say, hey, listen, we're going to offer a certain amount of you know, Steam, you know, like Steam points to offset the price of our fucking console.
They're not going to do that.
But to be honest, that would quell a lot of the people talking. Like, okay, yes, it is $1,000 console, but you get a pretty good gift card off of this shit. And that shit don't cost them money. People are buying. If you look at Steam's, you know, Valve's numbers for Steam, they're making money hand over fist. They could give away a bunch of that shit and still make the money.
Gabe just bought himself another boat, apparently.
No, he had bought himself a fancy mansion.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. So
yeah, he bought himself a shoreside mansion to park his super yacht.
Here's the thing with all of this. Valve, you know, Valve is known to be more, you know, quote unquote, I'm putting this in other quotes, consumer friendly than the rest of them, right? That's sort of like the reputation they kind of have, you know, across the industry. Well, they knew this bullshit was going on with the prices. That's why they've delayed the announcement of the release. That's why they delayed the announcement of the price. That's why everything was so hush hush. So obviously they had several months to overview everything and make sure that, you know, this was worth and not dead on arrival. Well, they knew that the price wasn't going to change. It's like, oh, well, we're going to have to charge $1,000 for a console without a controller. It's not even as powerful as, you know, the other consoles. Well, what they could have done, you know, and I said this from like back then, they could have given us a game for free. Better matter of fact, they could have just dusted out the freaking the source code for Portal 3 and be like, okay, let's release this, man. We got to give them something. We got to make them happy somehow. You know, if you're not going to make us happy with the price, you're not going to put a controller in this damn thing. Give us something, man. This is you're not giving an incentive for people. And this is already a sort of a gimmick thing. It's like, it's a console type experience on a PlayStation on a PC like you know, hardware and experience kind of thing. You know, it's an amalgamation. It's a homunculus of a console. So you know, they could have thought of something. Like Manny mentioned, a gift card, or maybe even said, hey, you know, everybody who buys this, you know, gets all the Valve games for free or something like that.
Yeah, there is nothing. Like, there's nothing that says they can't throw something in there for them.
They could have.
They could have. They could have. They could have sweetened this deal so good to the point where people are just like, "Oh well, I am paying $1,000, but I am getting a bunch of this shit, so this is all worth it." Mm-hmm. But I think it's like, again, I feel like it's this sort of consume accept like mentality that people have. They're like, "Oh well, that's just what it is."
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. By the way, this is kind of related, and I'll expand on this fully, I guess, later when we talk about the people that are defending this shit. By the way, I hate that I can't use the word cap anymore like I used, because now cap means lying. Remember when capping means when you were shilling for it? Now they changed the fucking definition on it, you know?
No.
Some fucking asshole tried to come at me, you know? Because I was like, yo, this is crazy with the Xbox shit that we're going to talk about. And he's like, well, I'm 41 years old, and I know, with the economy, it keeps going up, and things get more expensive. I'm like, well, I'm 46, and I've never seen fucking console prices go up. They usually go down. Motherfucker tried to say, oh, look at my age. I'm older than you, motherfucker, and I know. Shut the fuck up, you know? Anyway.
You ain't taking my senior. You can
quiet it down after that.
Son of a bitch. Oh, I'm 41 years old. I'm 46, bitch. Sit your fucking ass down. You know,
sit your ass down, boy.
It's just amazing. the lengths people will go to defend stuff like this. And this is why these companies get away with it, you know, because these fucking assholes. Oh, so it's fine. You know, this is perfectly normal. Please, I will empty my bank account. Please give me one example of consoles going up in price. You know, with no new updates or nothing, you know, fuck out of here, man. Oh, this is normal. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's not even just the normal pro versions of the consoles going up. They're updating the price. They're upping the price of every single thing they have in SKU now.
Yeah,
like, what we're going to talk about with Xbox. PlayStation did it twice already, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, man, and then the other thing I saw, I'm going on a rant right now tonight, boys. You know, the other shit I saw was people going, oh man, this is it. These fanboys, oh, this is it. Project Helix, PS6 gonna kill this thing. I'm like, are you fucking retarded? If this thing is running on old ass tech, costs $1,000, you're gonna tell me at the fucking PS6 it's gonna cost less than that? Are you fucking crazy? But that's, Chris, that's exactly what they're saying. Oh, it's like they're going to subsidize it. They're not subsidizing shit now. They're raising prices, you know?
We're subsidizing, yeah. We're paying for it.
You are subsidizing it, you dumb fuck.
The prices only go up from here. PS6? Jesus, like, forget open your wallet. You better take out a loan, get your Snap open, apply for everything.
It's insane. Oh, they'll just
find Matthew Lesko.
Yeah, right. Yes. It's insane, man. Like, they honestly think, yo, I saw one dude, he's out of his fucking mind, that the PS6 is going to cost $600 at launch. Okay. Bro, the regular PS5 doesn't cost $600. What the fuck are you talking about?
You could buy a refurbished one for about that amount, but, you know.
If we said this, this is before the price hikes with the PS5 Pro. We're like, bro, this shit is $699. There's no way the PS6 is going to cost less than that, you know? And look how much the PS5 Pro is now, bro, $899. By the end of the year, it's probably going to be $999 or more, you know? Because as we've seen, we're going to keep getting more price hikes. Yeah, PlayStation had two price hikes already. Xbox said, hold my beer, you know? We got three. We got the triple, you know? These guys are crazy, man, and they're justifying it. Oh, you get so much more value from the Steam machine. Maybe you do. That's something to at least go with. But there's no denying that it costs a lot of fucking money for something that's supposed to be a console-like experience. It used to be, back in the day, 2 years ago, the console prices used to go down, you know? I'm telling you, man, this shit is fucked up. And the fact that there's people defending stuff makes it even worse, you know? Because like you said, Manny, it's not like, you know, if we were like a union, all united, we would make our voices heard. But no, motherfuckers are voting with their wallet. And they're saying, I will gladly pay you right now for these fucking consoles, you know? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for an extra console today, you know? It is nuts, man. Anyway, what else you guys have to say about the Steam Machine prices?
Clown World, that's what I was saying.
Clown World, yeah. That's it. It's pure clownery, you know? But again, go ahead, bro.
Even I'm finding it really hard to justify the price of this thing, because when I first heard the prices, my first thought was, okay, it's not as bad as I thought they would be. I thought they'd start at maybe an extra $200 from what they were. So I was like, okay, it's not that bad, but I'm not saying that it's good. It's still bad. It's just not as bad. It's like saying that it's not 100% bad. It's just like 95% bad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, so I agree. It's, I was like, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse.
But even then, just hearing about this, okay, first thing, with a 512 SSD starting, yeah. Like, what games are you installing on that? Like, you can't, you install GTA 5 and boom, that's your, all your storage is cost. Oh, yeah, I have nothing to add about GTA 6, but I'll get back to that. And then on the controller side of things, I'm kind of in two minds. Like, on the one side, okay, you want an option for people that have controllers and don't want the Steam controller. I can understand that. Fine. But then also, it just makes things a lot more complicated. Because then it's like, oh yeah, there's four different ones to choose from. And then you have to decide, okay, do I need a controller? Do I not need a controller? Do I need space or not need space? It just mixes up the market. And life is easier when there's just, okay, there's one and two. And that's it. You have two things to choose from, and that's it. I mean, dear Lord, take me back to the PS3 days when it was, oh yeah, you buy a 20 gig PS3 or you buy a 60 gig PS3, and that's your options. Simple. Life is easy. So it just muddies the waters having so many different SKUs effectively, but I can understand why they did it. But even then, it's the performance side is what's killing me here. It's just, it's too expensive for what it does. It's just, it's way too expensive. And even if it was priced how it should have been priced, let's say the top range topped out at $800.
Yeah.
That's still very expensive for what it does.
I agree.
I mean, it's great. It again, hypothetically, would have 2 terabyte and $800. That's still good and reasonable, but it's just, for the performance side, it's just not there. And it's a shame. Like, it really is. And it seems like this is like, well, but I say this is the second time the Steam Machines have been killed off because of the pricing.
So
I don't know what's going to happen next. Are they going to go for like a third one or not? I have no idea. But even I'm saying that people really shouldn't be buying these unless they just really want a Steam Machine and have like an older PC that they need to update and upgrade. But then again, the old PC adage, you can just build it cheaper, and people have shown that even in the current climate, you can still build one cheaper and it's more powerful, and that's still weird to say. So again, I just don't know. I'm just sat here just looking at it, I'm like, why? It's not bad. Well, it's not awful. It's just not very good. I'd say it's bordering on below average of what I would expect it on all fronts, and that's the thing that's disappointing. It's just like, it should have been a lot better, but so many things are just taking stabs at it. Again, it's death by a thousand cuts. That's what I think the Steam Machine is.
Yeah, no, you're right. Go ahead, bro.
You know things are bad when the majority of the audience is understanding that you have to raise the prices of the console that you're about to release.
Oh my
God. Like, no, bro, we get it, bro. You're raise it up $200. We get it. But they didn't go the extra step to, you know, at least alleviate some of that. And I feel like that is the part that kind of screws them over. Like, if they included the controller with the $1,000 version, you know, maybe. But or the thing that I suggested, or the thing that Manny suggested, it's, you know, they just didn't really take that extra step. They didn't even make a, you know, how was it a D brand? They made the Portal Cube.
Yeah,
it's like they didn't do anything cool like that. They could have done something like that, but no, they just
I don't know why not. It's like there's no RAM in that shit. You know,
there's no RAM in that shit. Exactly. It's like they did do something with just like colored faceplates, but and that comes in the expensive version. So yeah, man, it's hard to have a sympathy for Valve here when you know, they could have done at least a little bit more.
Yeah, Monkey Man. In the past. Yeah, Monkey Man says Steam Machine Dead on Arrival. No, again, we said this earlier this show, and we said it before. People will vote with their wallets, and they're gonna buy this shit because that's just how it is now.
Here's the thing, Tony. Here's the thing. The Steam Machine is gonna sell out whenever they can pre-order. I don't know if it can pre-order right now, but you know, it's gonna sell out
on a wait list. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing that they've done, and they did this with the Steam Deck too. These are limited quantities, man. Mm-hmm. They don't have a large amount of Steam machines or Steam Deck controllers or any of these things. That's why they're selling out. They're making it seem like, you know, these things are scarce.
Probably like a thousand copies.
Scarcity.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I wanted to say. It's like they're very limited quantities, so it will sell out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not dead on arrival, because they're making sure it won't be.
Yep.
It's crazy, man. All right. Any last thoughts on the Steam machines?
So it's safe to say that no one on the Throwdown panel is about to get it unless Tony needs to work, do some work.
Unless we get that sponsorship hookup where they start just sending them off to people.
I'll tell you guys some stories off air, bro. Because yeah, I can't say anymore. But Carlos, even don't hold out any hope. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Been a while.
It's crazy, bro. All right, speaking about ridiculous prices, we got to talk about the Xbox. The third price hike, people. It's happening.
The Sharma tax.
Yeah.
Sharma, she pulled the master move.
She
buttered everybody up. And then just cut everybody off immediately after.
Just yesterday, there was a tweet or something, a report with her saying the consoles are too expensive. Just yesterday. Well.
Even more expensive.
Yeah. I got the link to the wrong story here. But yeah, Xbox is not getting, it's like $100 to $150 price hikes and shit. Fucking insane, man.
Yo, someone, Sharma said that, right? And then someone later on says, yo, Asha, I thought you said consoles were too expensive. And then she replies, I wrong?
No, she's going to say, hear you.
Because I hear you.
That's what she's going to say, you know? No, I don't want to try Edge. Microsoft, bro. Here we go. Effective August 1st, 2026, we will be updating prices worldwide. The price of Xbox consoles will increase US $100 for the 512 model and $150 for the 1 terabyte model. We will also be sunsetting our 2 terabyte model. Here's the part I'm looking for. Here it is. Unfortunately, console storage and memory prices have increased by more than 2.5 times, and we expect another doubling by the end of fall 2027. This may not be the last Xbox price hike, people. And probably not the last PlayStation price hike either. And probably the Steam machine will get a price hike. And the fucking Switch will get another price hike too. I'm calling it now. All these things are going to keep getting the fucking prices raised. And you're trying to tell me that you're going to buy a PS6 for $600? You're living in la-la land, bro. Motherfuckers are crazy. Or maybe we're too cheap. Right? Maybe we should just buy these systems. You know, if you don't buy them, we're too cheap. We're fake gamers, you know? Fucking bullshit, man. Anyway, what do you guys say about this shit? I'm mad.
What I do have to say is I sold my Xbox way too early.
You really did?
I would have made a killing. It's a shame. That's an investor's mistake, 101.
The fuck it? Yo, Carlos, the Xbox Series S costs as much as the X. At launch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are we doing, man? Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Well, consoles usually were supposed to become vintage after 30 years, not 3 months.
Fuck.
So, you know, I mean, these prices are out of control. And, you know, I don't even know what to say. I just, Tom World.
It's clown world.
I'm lost for words. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do here? We're just on all sides. We're just getting the shaft. Fuck.
Yeah, you can't escape it, man. Right, here we still write Link. Carlos has a gaming PC, Reggie. He's good. He'll play ED. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. We good.
Yeah. Rich, what are your thoughts on this, man? Xbox price hikes. The third.
Not Junior, the third.
Yeah, the third.
So I just have one question, Tony. So are you confirming that Asha is no longer almighty?
Because
this is the person that was supposed to save Xbox, right? So that's why I said I know this absolutely. It's funny to me how much things change in so quick amount of time. Because earlier this month they had the Xbox showcase event. I went there and everything was happy. And then all of a sudden, a week later, the honeymoon is over, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be a reset. And again, that reset starts next month with the layoffs start officially in July. And then all of a sudden, August is when this price is increasing. So I don't understand really what the strategy is. I think it's pretty absurd. I understand they're going to continue to say, the market, we have to raise whatever. Xbox has no games coming out until October. This is when the Gears of War game comes out. So it's like, so what are people supposed to play for those that want to buy? For some reason, if there's anybody that actually wants to buy Xbox in August, what the hell are they supposed to play when the game that Microsoft wants you to buy isn't coming out until October? So I don't understand that.
No, this is insane. Here's the fun thing. At the end of this article, this from Xbox Wire, it says, today we are sharing programs to make Xbox consoles more accessible. Let's go through these. Buy now, pay later. Putting motherfuckers in debt, basically. Yeah. We've made it easier for players to use buy now, pay later options on eligible Xbox hardware purchases through the Microsoft Store, making it possible to break up your payment into a predictable short-term interest fee, putting people into debt. That's what that is. Go ahead.
So in other words, Microsoft wants the customers to feel what they feel. The same debt that Microsoft is in when they acquired all those studios and made no money. They want the customers to feel it now. So they need it now. Oh, yeah, we definitely hear you now. And you also will feel what we feel.
Well, Rich, you don't know how spot on you are. We're subsidizing their failure.
Yeah.
This is what this is. All their failures, we are subsidizing it now. And and like Tony says, when you apply, like, there's also all these services. When you do a buy now, pay later, what they break up to 6 or 12 payments, the interest on those are insane. Yeah. You actually end up paying more than if you shelled out the $800, $850 for a Series X. So don't even think that that's a good option.
Yeah, but related to that, Chris, you'll find this interesting. Interest-free financing. We are working with partners to let players purchase eligible Xbox hardware at 0% APR financing for up to 12 months, giving players more flexibility with lower monthly payments and more budgeting control. What do you say about that?
Well, there's always a caveat to those, all right? So you pay zero interest for 12 months, right? Let's say, but they'll put the payments low. People don't do the math for these. They'll put the payments, so you hit month 13 and 14 and 15, and all of a sudden your interest goes from zero to 25, 30, 33%. It's going to just skyrocket, right? And then you are going to be in a hole. Like, they'll be like, just pay, you know, $12 a month, right? That after 12 months, you ain't paying for an Xbox, right, at that, or $20 a month. You're still not covering the cost. You'd have to pay into, like, if you're, let's say you bought the 1 terabyte Series X, right? So you have to pay $799 over 12 months, $800. So you're looking at, like, paying, like, you know, over $60 a month, right? 70, or try to clear it. But if they go, well, just pay $39.99 a month, right? You're not hitting the cost of the Xbox. Then your interest skyrockets. And then you're locked in, right? It's like, shit, now I'm paying like insane interest. All of a sudden your payments are higher. they will trap you. So it's always a trap, right? 12 months, zero APR looks good. Unless you are savvy and you pay that shit off before the 12 months, you're going to get trapped by interest.
Tony Quell said that. Oh, Chris Quell says that you're wrong.
Just that I'm wrong?
Yeah. He's not explaining himself. He's saying, he goes, that isn't how it works. Okay, explain how it works, because Chris broke it down exactly how it works. Yeah, you're not paying extra for those 12 months, but as soon as those 12 months are up, you will be paying fucking interest. And most people are not going to be paying that shit off in 12 months. You know, that's how they get you, bro. And also, Quell, to your earlier point, even if you're paying zero interest, you're still putting yourself in debt. The fact that you owe money means you're in debt, bro. That's how it works. If I buy a fucking sandwich for $20 on my credit card, even if I intend to pay for it, I'm still in debt. That's how it works, you know?
Yeah. There's all these services like Klarna. They'll probably partner with them, yeah, or somebody like them that give you zero interest for 12 months. But they set the default payments lower than you could meet the full cost of the system after 12 months. The full cost of anything you purchase after that, they're going to set the payment so low that you think, oh, I'm set, right? I'll just pay that per 12 months, I'll be done. No, you won't be done. If you do the math on it, you will not be finished. So when the next month, let's say you started payments in January, the next January, all of a sudden you're seeing 25, 30% interest. Go read the terms of Klarna or any of those other services that do this, and you'll see it on there. Right?
He says that after they're setting it exactly at 12 months. That's what he's saying.
They're setting the cost exactly at 12 months. Okay, I'll put money on that.
We'll yeah. Yeah, I'm going to trust Chris on this one, bro. He knows his stuff, you know? Yeah,
these guys aren't in it to make money off you. They are not going to get you set up to get you interest-free. If they're partnering with a lender, that lender is looking to make money. And remember, Microsoft's not subsidizing you. They are not going to give the lender money to make sure you can clear payments. This is all on you.
Yeah.
Just remember that. They're not looking out for you.
Yeah, they're not. Monkey Man says, rightfully so, you shouldn't have to go into debt to play video games. Exactly.
Yeah. You know? 100% right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, Quell, if you're borrowing somebody's money using a credit card, you're in debt. It doesn't matter if you pay it back. You're in debt. That's how it works, you know? Let's keep going because they have more options here. Previously played consoles. We are working with retail partners on new programs to provide previously played consoles at lower prices. Players who are ready to upgrade or no longer use their console will be able to trade it in with participating retail partners for cash on or store credit. These consoles will then be made available at lower prices to players. Okay.
So they came up with the refurbishment plan.
Yeah. Ironically enough, the next thing here, Manny, it says Xbox certified refurbished consoles.
So, yep. Yeah. So PlayStation has those already.
Yeah.
Like Apple because does too. Whenever you,
fuck yeah, it, Apple, whenever, son. Yeah, speaking about prices yeah. going up. Anyway, go on.
The thing is that whenever you get your console like fixed by them, they don't actually send you your console no. fixed. They literally just take one off the shelf and send you one that they already fixed. So yep. yeah, so that's pretty much it. You're literally just buying whatever their fixed stock is, which is interesting that they don't have a refurbishment plan because it's like what are no, they doing? Do.
Microsoft stores, no. you know, yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, did they not have that before? Is this, you know, or is this, you know, or is this
no they're expanding it, that's what it sounds like. Like they already had one, now they're expanding it.
Yeah, because you yeah currently right now you can go on the PlayStation's website and buy a PlayStation 4 at its close to its original pricing, which also by the way went up compared to what it was. The refurbishment went up too. Market conditions, which is a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Oh, Reggie, you came to the show early. The fire stoker was out in full force earlier today, you know, when I was talking about fucking GTA and the Steam machine, but you missed that part. I'm already burned out. I was yelling too much, you know. Fucking bullshit, man. Again, I think it should be the sub-headline of this show. Clown world. That's where we're living in right now.
Clown world, and then also, Carlos, do you have it on there, Mr. Davis?
Oh, yeah.
That man, motherfucker.
No, not that one. No, it's a good one. It's a good one.
No, I don't.
That's fucking bullshit. No,
there it is.
Chris has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that one. That one.
Yeah, there you go. You could buy a refurbished Xbox on your Xbox. Yep. Yeah, you can. But yeah, they're expanding it. So at least, I'll tell you this about Xbox, though. At least they're trying. Steam doesn't give a fuck. You know? They're at least going, hey, listen, we know this shit sucks. Here's a couple of options for you. Steam said, give us your fucking money, bitch. Turn around, too, while you're at it. You know?
Oh.
I'm not going to get more graphic than that. Clown world, bro. And again, this isn't gonna be the end. This shit's gonna, we just heard the thing with Micron. They made a deal for like until 2030, you know, so these prices are gonna go up and up and up. But yes, your PS6 is gonna cost $600 at launch.
It's an awful thing. The plain truth of all of this is the fact that they literally don't want to deal with consumers.
No,
why
they don't.
Any of this is happening because of the whole AI shit. They're making more money in that side, so they don't want to have any devote anything to a regular consumer. How fucked up is that?
Yeah,
I mean, literally, Nvidia. Right, when it comes to like Nvidia, people buying their cards is what got them to the point they are today.
Yeah,
they're just like, nah, money.
Yeah. And again, the irony here, why are Xbox prices going up? Because of AI, right? Who's one of the biggest proponents of AI? Microsoft.
Who has an investment in a specific AI company?
Yeah. It's like literally, I go, who's punching me? Who's punching me? It's you. You're punching yourself. It's insane. Clown world, man. All right. Go ahead.
I just wanted to see if Kuel was still challenging me. I would invite you to ask me a question on Sunday, and I will break down the math for you.
Yeah.
Of these payments, and yeah. I'll look into some of these payment processes.
Yeah, he's saying he used Klarna and it worked fine for him. Yeah, because you probably paid it off in time, bro. That's why
you paid it off.
You probably paid it off in time. That's why. But yeah, if you want to ask Chris about you, I will change the rule for you. That it's not even a gaming question. Go ahead and ask Chris. You know, Chris knows the shit, bro. You know, and ain't even on no fanboy shit either. Like, you know, Kuel, let's just be honest. You love you some Microsoft and Xbox, so I understand why you're defending a little bit. I get it. You know, it's crazy, man. All right. Not the last story. We may have another one. Manny wants to talk about something. But the hits keep coming. Reggie, and I know you're here for this one, man. Although I'm probably not going to get as passionate for it because I just don't give a fuck. I don't care. But remember the rumor or the report, I should say, about how Bungie was going to have like a big, layoffs this week? It happened. Half the team got let go, apparently. Shit is bad, people. You know, things are really fucking dire right now. So I'm going to read some of this off IGN here. So Sony confirms, remember Sony owns Bungie. Sony confirms significant Bungie layoffs include most of the Destiny team and some Marathon team members, as Bungie admits Destiny 2 has fallen short of expectations. The studio leaders say company cannot continue operating at a previous size. Man, all right, here we go. Destiny developer Bungie will lose a, quote, significant number of employees, end quote, as part of brutal-sounding layoffs that will include, quote, most of the Destiny team and some Marathon team members, end quote, PlayStation CEO Shabay Herman Holtz said today. In a public blog post, Holtz described the decision as, quote-unquote, difficult and, quote-unquote, painful, but, quote, necessary to align the studio's resources. He's just saying, we don't have any fucking money to pay for you guys. You're gone, you know? The news follows the recent ending of new content for Destiny 2 amid a lackluster player numbers for the launch of Marathon, because it flopped. Holtz's statement claims that multiple alternatives were explored before. Yeah, sure. You wanted to fire everybody. Let's just be honest here. On Marathon, Holtz describes the fledgling extraction shooter as an important part of our portfolio. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Yo, now I understand why Riku doesn't like this guy. You know, listen to these bullshit statements. Though also suggests its team, which sounds like it will be the only team left within Bungie. Damn, will also work with other projects. Marathons remains important, blah, blah, blah. We'll continue to support the team. Who cares? While it's too early to discuss, we are encouraged by the creativity and opportunities that lie ahead. This game's done. This game's fucking done. Yeah. And then he did go into history lesson. Go ahead, Rich. What's up?
So let me apologize to Reggie now. Not only is Marathon done, but so is Bungie. Because all day today, all I saw on my timeline, people talking about, everybody talking about they got laid off from Bungie after working there for 10 years. The visual effects team, they got rid of most of those people. They got rid of all types of people that were working on the quality control. And even when they was doing updates and patches to Marathon, they got rid of some of those people too. So I think it's a foregone conclusion. This is it for Bungie. And it's definitely, like I said, I believe that when Destiny first came out, I think we all played it. We all thought it was pretty good. They had potential. But the thing is that even when Sony acquired them, there wasn't no pressure put on Bungie to actually work on something else. And with Destiny 2, I would have thought they would have already known we should move on to another Destiny, or, you know, at least get better about the updates. I saw that they weren't updating it as frequently with the different things that they were releasing. So it's like, I'm not surprised. So right now, when you get rid of most of the people that were on that team, you don't green light any other projects that they could work on. Yeah, it's only a matter of time before Bungie is over with. But we'll see what happens, because I did hear that, you know, Carlos still wants to try Marathon. So maybe he can... By him playing it, that will save Bungie.
Oh man! And did like the head of Bungie like leave or something? Like some big guy left. Yeah. So yeah. I agree.
A bunch of those original Bungie guys got their you know their parachute as soon as that Sony deal happens. Most of those guys were already out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy that took over a year ago is the guy that left. Now they have the VP of operations as the person in charge.
Oh my God.
So
they're done. The whole company's just been gutted, you know? It's a shame, you know? It's a damn shame.
I mean, to be honest, it's like you look at the history of that studio, there's been a lot of mismanagement. And PlayStation went into that situation, not looking at the whole deal and how everything is working.
I said this a couple of weeks ago. This was one of the dumbest decisions PlayStation ever made, buying the studio.
So, like on the one end, based on their reputation, it was actually a very good decision.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if you look at the numbers, the diminishing returns from the second Destiny game, you would obviously see that they were in a situation that wasn't so good.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're looking at the reputation. Oh, this is Bungie, storied developer. Yes, but look at the situation when you were buying them. You know, things were already on the decline, you know, and that's why their valuation dropped or whatever. You know, the how much the studio was worth. It dropped, you know. So, yeah, I think Bungie's done. And again, it would be ironic if Sony is the one that shuts the studio down, ultimately, you know?
The company that wanted the Halo killer, wanted the Bungie killer, actually killed them.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on two ends, because remember, Herman Holtz was at the studio that was there to make the Halo killer.
Yeah, Guerrilla Games, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe this is Holtz's grand plan after all.
I finally got you. Who is the greatest first person shooter?
Yeah, well, exactly. Sony shut down the Halo studio. Yep. It hasn't happened yet, but things are looking pretty grim right now. You know, again, the only thing that's quote unquote keeping them alive is Marathon. And that game is going to fucking die too. You know, it's over. Over.
Just to add some numbers to Marathon, because I think this is quite fascinating.
Oh boy.
So, you know how it had the free weekend and season 2 towards the start of the month, I think around June the 1st?
Yeah.
I think around there. So basically, the numbers have dropped to pre-update numbers now. So basically, in the last, what day is it? So 26 days, so in the last 25 days, give or take, all the interest in Marathon that was garnered by Season 2 and the free weekend has just been wiped off the map in terms of Steam numbers.
Oh, sorry, sorry, Reggie.
Yeah. But again, it is still holding for now at around the 10,000 player mark. So again, maybe that will be consistent, but whether or not Sony likes that, another story.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to say about Bungie?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man.
Well, I guess we'll see which of the Halo studios goes down first.
Right. The original one or this fake one. All right. And one last story. It's not a megaton, but interesting. I didn't even know there was so much shit going on with the big ones. This one kind of went under the radar. I didn't even see it in the Discord, which is pretty interesting. Could have been, but I didn't see it. Manny, what the fuck's going on with Konami?
So, yeah, Konami is doing a series of lawsuits to get the names of the people that leaked the Metal Gear Solid 2 source code. So, I think we might have mentioned it before, but when a while ago, after the closure of Armature Studios, the Metal Gear Solid 2 code went up on the different forums and stuff like that. And obviously, a lot of the what do they call those? The modders have gotten their hands on it and are starting to fix things. But yeah, so PlayStation, Konami doesn't know who did it, but they're like, get some names so that we can so we can take legal action. When you look at this situation, right? Theoretically, they shouldn't actually be suing, trying to sue those people, for the information. They actually should be suing Meta. Because it's obvious that Meta mismanaged the liquidation of the assets that were at those studios. The only way for any of that stuff to get out there would be if, and this happened to Sega in the UK, where they essentially just got rid of a bunch of dev kits. And then all of a sudden, garbage pickers got a seizure happened at their homes and a bunch of, police and stuff came to their place. So I think this is a similar situation. I think they just drew all the shit out, or you had a company like liquidate it and somebody picked it up and like, holy shit, this is fucking code to Metal Gear Solid 2.
Fade.
So, yeah, so theoretically they should be suing fucking Meta, but, nobody's going to come after Meta because they make more money than most of these.
Yeah, they'll be like, okay, Konami, we own you now.
Yeah, who are you? Theoretically, when an acquisition happens, right, all assets from, when I did Ninja Turtles, right, all of our assets went over to Paramount. Theoretically, the original studio for Kids Productions or Konami Cross Media, which is the way what it is now, is not supposed to have anything Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at their studio, and they can get in serious trouble if they do. This is the same situation. Theoretically, once Konami heard that the closure was going to happen, Konami should have actually sent over a destroy notice or return notice to Meta saying, hey, listen, you still have some of our property. Destroy it or return it.
Yeah, that's great. So when did this happen again exactly?
The lawsuits are happening recently, but maybe a few weeks ago that the Metal Gear Solid 2 source code got out. And the fun thing is that they're finding all kinds of fun stuff inside of there. So it's got everything. It's got all the assets. It's got all different versions of it. It's actually a very complete version of all the different versions of Metal Gear Solid 2. In fact, they found a scrapped third-person camera that was made by Bluepoint. So some of the modders have actually been able to reenact that and get a third-person mode and then a first-person mode to run properly. And then another modder is actually fixing all the things that were turned off for later versions of Metal Gear Solid 2. So like there's a bunch of like effects and things that are missing from later versions. so a lot of them were things that were turned off for the Xbox version, the Xbox, the original Xbox version of it. So it's like all this old code that got turned off and they forgot. So now they're like fixing a bunch of the things inside of the game. So there's they're doing all kinds of funky stuff with it. But yeah, so it's we'll see how all of this goes. But it's like, oof, it's like really, it's really something that shouldn't have happened, but it did. And yeah, now it's all out in the ether.
That's crazy. Yeah, thanks for bringing that to our attention. That's fucking wild, dude. It also goes to show you just how kind of careless some companies can be. You know, with source code.
From first person experience, when a company is acquiring some assets from another place, they don't give a shit. They're just like, oh, whatever, just give it to us and we'll do whatever with it. Yeah. You know? They don't care about it. But the thing is that, especially with that situation that happened out in the UK, that's a big situation, because a lot of the stuff that was just tossed aside during the Sega move, right, was actually really, really important stuff that they shouldn't have been throwing out and or having disposed of. They should have actually kept it. Or
yeah,
I think a lot of it is actually Nintendo stuff, like Nintendo dev kits, which Nintendo, you know, has a very strict, you know, system on that sort of stuff. You're not supposed to have that stuff. You're supposed to send it right back, but they didn't.
Oh man, wild. All right, man, good stuff. Very action-packed show. Hope you guys enjoyed. So let's start wrapping it up. Rich was coming up on the Coalition this weekend.
Oh yeah, so shout out to Adam Vale, the TV Terminal. Adam and I just finished recording the latest episode of From, the season finale. Definitely check that out. That'll be up sometime this weekend. Myself, Gary, and Dana also recorded the latest Power episode. I always have to say, Power on Stars, not the PlayStation Powers show or whatever the hell that was. And on the gaming side, there are a lot of things I'm working on at the moment. Some things I really can't talk about, but what I can say is you'll definitely want to stay tuned to the website and the YouTube channel next week, because obviously there's a couple of things that I will be able to finally talk about, and I'm still working on stuff from Summer Game Fest, because it's going to take all of summer to cover all the stuff that I have to go through for that show. But stay tuned. Definitely some things on the way.
Man, look at this bullshit, bro. Lenovo, Lenovo warns high memory prices are the new normal through 2030 as DRAM may never return to early 2025 levels. Clown world, man. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, we had it good. We had it real fucking good 2 years ago, man. We didn't realize it. You know, how good we had it with these prices in general. You know, RAM was cheap. Fucking handheld consoles were relatively cheap. Oh man, crazy. Anyway, Manny, you got anything cool to promote?
Yes, so there is Dinner Date, which is a little bit of a ways off. It's coming out September. It was recently announced, a new vampire comedy comic book that is by Joanne Starr, Kari Randolph, and myself. So we're, you know, jumping into another realm. This is actually my first sort of monthly book in actually a few years, ever since my work in my game industry work. So it's interesting being back in the comic industry, especially with some recent news. Oh, but man. Anyway, so that's coming out October. November and September I have a Ninja Turtles cover with Kari Randolph, where we're taking on another iteration of the Ninja Turtles. This is the Tales of the TMNT iteration, which had that movie that was came out not too long ago. And, you know, speaking of Ninja Turtles, they're also in Sonic Racing. They, you know, there's a little crossover with them in the Sonic Racing game. So they showed up on the 30th anniversary stream. So yeah, it's all comes together. Anyway, so yeah, that's coming out later on this year. Also, I think on Friday, I'm going to be showing up on my friend Dave Wonder's Extra Life podcast. So we're going to do like a 4-hour show and, you know, just talk about toys and bullshit. So if you guys are into that sort of stuff, head over to Dave Wonder's channel and you know, all kinds of fun stuff there. He's got a lot of cool stuff planned, and there's also a lot of really cool giveaways.
Yeah. Manny, I'm going to go get something. So vamp for a little bit. Tell us about Dave Wonder.
Oh, yes. Dave Wonder, or Dave Wheeler. He's a comic industry guy. He's got his hands in all kinds of other stuff. I've actually showed up on a few of his podcasts over the years, actually quite a bit. I actually show up on his Tuesday show. So, yeah, he just does his thing, you know, and good guy. And the Extra Life thing is, you know, again, definitely for a good cause. I think it's I can't remember what the I think it's like a cancer for cancer. He's going to be doing that sort of stuff. And last year they did a really good they did some pretty decent numbers. So hopefully this year they'll do even better. I think he does about two or three different streams. And then he does like toward the fall, he does like a 24-hour like stream. So
that's pretty cool.
You know, has all kinds of guests. He knows all kinds of wrestlers. Like he'll have a couple of wrestlers show up and, you know, like. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to get, since you're talking about comic books, and because there was some stupidity this week, a certain person, which I shall not name, didn't want you to buy a book by a legendary comic book artist. So I am telling you, it's sold out right now, but it should be back in stock. Go buy John Byrne's X-Men Elsewhen. This is basically his take on what would have happened if he would have stayed on the book and Phoenix was not killed, because he didn't like that. It was Jim Shooter that forced him. Even Chris Claremont didn't want that. You know, the writer didn't want the fucking Phoenix to die, but Jim Shooter deemed it. So this is basically John Byrne. I don't need to tell you John Byrne is fucking legendary artist. X-Men, Superman, Fantastic Four. You know, all that shit you guys remember from X-Men, Dark Phoenix Saga, Days of Future Past, all that good stuff. He drew it all.
A lot of the stuff that you're probably going to be seeing on X-Men 97.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff. So basically, on his own for a bunch of years, he would just draw X-Men comics just for the fuck of it, you know. And then, you know, I forgot what it was, but basically somebody asked him, hey, why don't you print all this shit? So he went to Marvel. He started talking to Stevie Sapolsky, who's the, you know, the main guy there. They originally wanted to release the issues one at a time, but John Byrne didn't want that. So then Marvel has this imprint that they work with. It's called Marvel Arts, I guess. Manny may know a little more about that. But basically, you know, these guys print Marvel books, and they're releasing three volumes of this, X-Men Elsewhen. It's John Byrne, man. It's fucking legendary artist. Look at this shit, man. Look at this. This is great, you know? So please go buy this. I know it's sold out right now, but if you go to Amazon, you know, just sign up for it. I'll send it to you. And also, this is the first anything I ever pre-ordered from Amazon that came in on time. Usually when I pre-order stuff from Amazon, it takes fucking forever. I'm still salty when I pre-ordered Shenmue back in 2000 and fucking Amazon took forever. And Manny, I still haven't forgot about the Twin Towers, man, you know? Two towers, excuse me. Fucking Lord of the Rings, man. I pre-ordered that shit. It took him two extra weeks. Our boy Mike was making fun of me. He's waving his copy around. I went to Best Buy and bought my shit, motherfucker. You know, so I had to go to his place to keep watching the movie. Dio, I know you're in the chat right now, brother. Buy this shit. You know, I'm promoting other people's stuff, but this is motherfucking John Byrne. Don't listen to stupid people who say don't buy this book. Obviously, that fucking boycott did work because this shit sold out, you know? So yeah, John Byrne for life, man. So let's start wrapping it up here. Make sure you follow Throw It Down on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Join the Discord gang. Shout out to the Discord gang as always. You guys are awesome. Find us on your favorite podcast app. And for everything else, check out the links down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seely.
Take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
How long before does the price rise on the PSVR 2?
Oh, shit. You know, it's a good... Because didn't they raise the price of that shit already? I'm pretty sure they did. You know, so only a matter of time.
I think even the portal went up.
Yeah, all that shit went up, you know? Oh, man. Yes, we all free now. All right, guys, we'll see you on the Sunday show. Later.
Latest.